Happy here on Fort Wayne's Morning News because it looks like Happy Hour is coming back to our great state of Indiana. Here to tell us all about this legislation is State Representative Bob Morris. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kayla.
Am I safe in assuming that you are happy and you support this piece of legislation as well?
I am. Just, you know, safety first, drink in moderation. You can only have, the businesses can only have Happy Hour no later than 9 p.m., and you can't have it, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. So, yes, it's exciting times for these owners that serve alcohol.
So there is that kind of window that restaurants and bars have to abide by when it comes to happy hour. What about to-go cocktails? I know that was kind of a big piece that was debated when it comes to this legislation.
That's right. I mean, they can still sell to-go containers. But again, from a happy hour perspective and monitoring, these patrons that are drinking responsibly, it was a big debate, Kayla, and
yeah.
The Public Policy Committee, and Jake Teschke from South Bend was the one that brought it back, and many businesses are excited. I've heard from many of them here at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, I bet. When does the governor plan on signing this legislation into law? I mean, because that's the rumor right now, Bob, that he is, in fact, going to sign this.
Kayla, I believe he signed it yesterday.
Woo! Even better news.
I should know that I haven't heard any resistance on him signing this. But Kayla, there is another piece of legislation I want to mention to you that got a lot of debate and a lot of discussion, and it was cameras on stop arms of school buses. And I just couldn't make sense of it. A few representatives were really trying to push it. The reason why it did not make sense to me, Kayla, because they wanted to send a citation to the person who owned the vehicle. And if you gave your car to your good friend Bob Morris, and I was driving your car and I got a ticket in your car and just went about my merry way and never told you, you'd receive a citation to your home. And you'd say, well, was that the day that we lent that, car, hey, hubby, to
mm-hmm,
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't make sense of the legislation, and I brought it up in our caucus room and to many colleagues that, I'm going to go on a mission to tell people when you see the school bus stop arm go out, it is illegal, it is a citation, and it's a big citation. So, safety first for our children, but putting a camera on a school bus stop arm just did not make sense to me.
So that legislation then has, in fact, died, or where is that at right now?
That legislation died a slow death, but it is, yes, it's dead.
Bob, refresh my memory. I feel like this has been debated on since, 2017, 2018. Is this that same conversation that's been going on for quite some time?
Yes, it's been a conversation that a few legislators continue to file every year. And, they wanted to send a warning to someone if they ran the school bus stop arm. And if you run the school bus stop arm, Kayla, and a police officer sees you, you will receive a citation.
Yeah, as you should.
Last year, thousands of tickets where people decided to run the school bus stop arm. Another one that really bothers me, Kayla, is Hoosiers that go around a funeral procession.
Mm-hmm.
And, to respect the dead and from safety and the local funeral homes put the flags on cars. Be careful when you see a funeral procession. You're not supposed to pass them. And, the school bus arm, some school bus arms go slow, some go fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a big debate at the Capitol to see what we could do, from a safety perspective. And I have heard a few public service announcements on the radio, ironically, this past week to come to a stop when you see a school bus stop arm out.
Well, it's unfortunate that we have to even tell people that and remind people of that, but I appreciate you kind of bringing it back up here on the show. Bob, one last question. It will probably be the most important question that you get today. We have been talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. contemplating New York Jets Aaron Rodgers and former wrestler Jesse Ventura as potential VP contenders. So, Bob, you're backed into a corner. Who do you choose? Do you go Aaron Rodgers, Jesse Ventura, or a monthly root canal?
I would probably go with the monthly route.
That's what everyone's saying.
Yeah, I do not like the Packers, and Jesse Ventura had his chance in Minnesota.
Yeah, true that, true that. All right, Bob, we'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
It's always great to be on WoWo.
That's State Representative Bob Morris joining us here on WoWo. I cannot believe everyone's choosing the monthly root canal over Aaron Rodgers. Mike Wilson's nodding. Well, of course. By the way, Governor Eric Holcomb will, in fact, be signing the Happy Hour Law into effect at 10 a.m. Is it 10 a.m. this morning, Wilson? 2:30. So he is signing it today into law. I should also point out that doesn't mean you go celebrate happy hour now, right? It will kick in July 1st. WoWo News Time at 7:45. Mike Wilson back up with the top three things you need to know straight ahead here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.